I was in Las Vegas this entire past week from Monday until Thursday night, and it was just wonderful. It was the show was exactly what I thought it was going to be. It was loaded with new products, and it actually was so big that the show spilled over from the Sands Convention Center into the huge Las Vegas Convention Center. And all I can tell you is the buzz is back with respect to the National Hardware Show. The amount of new products that you're going to see roll out, and that's the sad thing, actually. There are so many new products, and they're all jockeying for position in both the big box centers as well as regular hardware stores. And the problem is there just isn't enough room on those shelves. So what happens is these people, they just have to scratch and claw and fight one another to try to go ahead and actually make sure that their products can somehow get to you. And, of course, the Internet is one great place to do that. And that was the reason I was there, is I was actually moderating four panel discussions that actually told people and all the exhibitors and some of the vendors, you know, how they can leverage the Internet to help them sell their products. And what I urge you to do is that if you're looking for a particular product and you go to a store, maybe you go to a big box store, or you go to a corner hardware store and you don't find exactly what you want, don't stop there. I really, really urge you to go out onto the web and actually try to find a product, or just kind of scout around and, you know, use different search words, and you'll actually find more often than not, as long as that manufacturer listened to our advice at the show, you'll hopefully find in the search results something that may help you out. And I'll give you an example. I actually brought one with me, you know, from the show, and I brought think of it, just hanging a picture. You're going to hang a picture at your home, and so you typically would get an anchor, or you'd go get one of those kits where you nail the nail into the wall, and you've got that little doodad hanger that clips to the nail, and this is how you're going to hang your picture. So I'm going down the aisles, and I stumble across this company, and this is the name of the company. I'm not kidding, and it's really, really a good name for a company. It's called Monkey Hook. I know it sounds crazy, but Monkey Hook. You know how some of those monkeys have the real long tail and how the tail curls? Well, this is it's this silly piece of wire that's been bent so that it looks like about the best way to describe it, the closest thing I can tell you, it looks like the letter J, like a capital letter J. And it's the diameter of the bend is maybe 2 inches. Well, at the one end of the J, it's got kind of like a fish hook design. And then you've got this long, gentle shape of a letter J. And at the top of the letter, you know, at the top of the letter J, this piece of wire or metal has been clipped at a chisel point. And all you do, this is amazing, all you do is actually locate on the wall where you want your hook to end up. And you make a mark 1/4 inch higher than that mark. And you simply start to push that chisel point end of the monkey hook into the drywall. And it doesn't take much. You can twist it back and forth, and because of the chisel point, it drills its own hole. I mean, this is very small. It's about the diameter of a clothes hanger. And all of a sudden, it punctures through the wall. You continue to push it, get all the piece of bent wire into the wall so that it's pointing up, so that the top of the letter J is higher than the hole. And bingo, the only thing that you can see on your side of the drywall is that small fish hook bend at the other end of the piece of wire. Well, guess how much weight this thing... I'm going to test this at my own home. But they say that this hook will support up to 50 pounds. And I actually believe it. Now, and I actually think it would take more if the wire was a little bit bigger thickness or diameter. But not many people are going to hang more than 50 pounds. In other words, the average photo you're putting on the wall that's framed might be a couple of pounds. You know, it's when you start to get into these big giant mirrors that you get into weight. And this is not what that's meant for. You know, that's like using that's like you deciding that you're going to take out a giant slab of concrete and you're going to use a regular hammer to do it. That just is, you're using the wrong tool for the job. But I would say that 99% of the things you're going to hang around your house, this would work for. And it's just an amazing find at the hardware show. That's why I love walking the show floor, and especially going out to the edges where the smaller booths are. There's always something interesting.